Praise be Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to Mission Matters Live, a new program aimed at promoting a spirit of mission among the people of God. I'm Sister Madge Karecki, a sister of St. Joseph of the Third Order of St. Francis, and I'm the director of the Office for Mission Education and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization. Our producer today is Liz Johnson, our engineer is Michael May, and my special guest today is Julie Lupien, the executive director of From Mission to Mission. Good morning, Julie. We're happy that you're with us today.
Good morning, Madge. It's great to be with you. I'm thrilled to be part of this.
How are things in Colorado?
Well, I just got back last night from one of my many trips, and it's gorgeous out.
Great, great. Well, let's start. I'd like you to give us a little background about yourself. So if you can tell us where you're from and your education and what's your mission experience.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons why I'm thrilled to be part of this is that I'm originally from the Chicago area. I grew up in the far south suburbs in Country Club Hills. I was a member of St. Emmerich's Parish. Graduated from Hillcrest High School. I graduated from Eastern Illinois University with a degree in speech pathology. And then I caught the mission bug, went overseas, and when I came back, I got a master's degree from Northern Illinois University, where I also served as a campus minister at the Newman Center. But I served in Zimbabwe in Southern Africa and St. Kitts, which is in the West Indies.
Wow, sounds great. What were you involved in those places?
In Zimbabwe, I was there shortly after they became an independent country. It had formerly been Rhodesia. Mm-hmm. And when they became independent, they opened education for everyone. And so they had schools that they'd never had before, and so they obviously didn't have enough teachers. And so I served mostly as a secondary school teacher. I also did some adult education. Oh. And then in St. Kitts, I worked in a parish. I was a pastoral minister, and I actually became pastor at one point when the priest was transferred to another island.
Wow, that's a rich experience.
Yes.
That's great. Is there a person or an event that stands out for you in your mission experience?
Right now I'm in the process of helping with lots of organizations who are getting ready to send lay missioners to countries around the world. So I'm very much in thinking about how do you become part of that culture. And so I was thinking about one person, one of my students named Bernadia Mahadva. And she was one of my students, but she was my teacher.
Mm.
She taught me so much about the culture, and she welcomed me in her home many times. And I think visiting the homes of the families of my students is what really had the biggest change, you know, really changed me to see how they lived and to learn about life and how they understood life. But Bernani is the one who would interpret things for me as far as if something was happening, she'd say, well, this is how we understand that in our culture. And she just would go out of her way to help me understand and come to appreciate the culture that I probably wouldn't have if she didn't do that for me.
Yes, it's so wonderful to have a mentor like that.
Yeah, and she was my student.
Well, even better, it says that we're all learners.
Amen.
In mission. I know I had a person like that, Sister Mary Ngobo. She taught me the Zulu language and then introduced me to all aspects of Zulu life. So that is a wonderful gift that the Lord gives us when we respond to the call for mission.
That's right.
Great. How did you get involved with From Mission to Mission?
Well, the mission of From Mission to Mission has, for over 30 years, been to help missioners transition back into life here in the United States. It's a very unique transition, and many people find it actually pretty difficult. And so a group of missioners at one point decided that we need to take care of each other, and they started the organization. So unfortunately, I wish I had known about From Mission to Mission when I came back from Zimbabwe, because I found that a very difficult transition. But I went to one of the, we have workshops, reentry workshops, and I attended one when I came back from St. Kitts. Mm. And at that point, they asked me to be a facilitator of future workshops. And then for almost 10 years now, I've been the director, so I've been involved on a full-time basis.
Wow, wonderful. Can you tell us something about those kinds of, the kinds of programs that your From Mission to Mission offers?
Okay. First of all, you know, it is a unique transition. Everybody can relate to transition, but there's some very unique things about moving from one culture back to your own. And so we have, what we're about is helping people understand that process and what they're going through, and to help them know that they're normal as they go through it. And so we have, our main work is with workshops, and we bring people together who are going through a similar transition, and they can share their stories and talk about this transition with other people who understand what it's like because they're going through it as well. We also have written resources that do the work to help people understand this as well. We also have more recently kind of branched out, and we offer services, especially written resources, for programs and people who are doing more shorter-term kinds of experiences. And so we also do a lot of consulting. I do a lot of preparation as well. You know, people know that you understand what it is to go, so I work with a lot of programs in their orientation process and helping them prepare to go.
Well, those are certainly wonderful services, because we all make those transitions in different ways depending on our own background, and we need to get in touch with what will help us be open to people of other cultures and their concerns and their values, so we can enter into their life and also respect their culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these are all good learning experiences, and that really helps us. We're going to move into a break, so don't touch that dial. We'll be back to carry on our discussion about the transitioning and the programs offered by the organization called From Mission to Mission. We'll be right back.
Catholic Charities' Loving Outreach to Survivors of Suicide program has provided specialized counseling and support groups for adults in the Chicago area for many years. LOS recently initiated a support program for children and teens ages 3 to 18 and will be running a summer session. Any parents, teens, or children who have been affected by the death of a loved one to suicide are welcome. For more details about LOS and the summer program, call 312-655-7283.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
During the next half hour, we'll take you to the dedication of the Healing Garden at Holy Family Parish in Chicago. We'll attend a Catholic Charities photo exhibit with a unique twist. And we'll celebrate the 25th anniversary of Filipino ministry in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. If you're just tuning in, I'm Sister Madge Karecki of the Office for Mission Education and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization. My guest today is Julie Lupien, the Executive Director of From Mission to Mission, and we're talking about the services and programs that help contemporary missionaries transition into mission to another country, and then returning missions to missionaries to transition into life back here in the States. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you.
You were talking about the programs that and the materials that From Mission to Mission offers. In your own experience, what have you learned from working with various groups preparing people for going on mission or returning missionary?
First of all, I think people, when I think about the wide variety of groups that I work with, I think people would just be amazed at the number of people who are involved in one way or another in mission. There are so many good people who are reaching out and trying to follow their call and to really make a difference in the world. And I think that's the thing I've learned most of all kinds of ages and backgrounds and lay people and religious working together. And I think one of the interesting things I've learned, though, is that everybody realizes the sensitivity of entering another person's culture. And I appreciate how many people really do struggle with the questions of, what does our being in those places do for the people? You know, it's obvious the good things that we do, but over time, what's really most important for us as far as our impact? Does our long-term commitment or our being there, is there any way that it causes any harm or doesn't help the people move forward in their lives? And so I appreciate how seriously people take that question of, what does our being there, what impact does it have? And is there something we could do better that overall will be better for those people and for that community?
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most important attitude that people going to another country and another culture needs to have to be open?
Well, I think first and foremost is to kind of to really come to an understanding of what are we about in mission. Many people, because they care and they know of the problems and struggles of the people's lives where they go, they want to help. Mm-hmm. And so for us in our culture, so much of helping is about doing. And it's about, you know, bringing money and resources and coming to help in that way. And the thing is, the people, when you get there, you realize how amazing the people are and how amazing they are to get by on the resources that they don't have. And so rather than going and thinking about doing for people, I really think it's important to have the attitude of, I'm going there to be with people. Mm-hmm. I think the attitude of mission is, I think about God calling us to these places, and the real reason is that so that we can go and meet our sisters and brothers around the world face to face. I know you now.
Yes.
And because I know you, I've been changed for good.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really about relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And this is so much part of our Catholic heritage in terms of really being brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And this helps us to take mission seriously. We implement really that theology.
Uh-huh.
So that's really a good way of looking at it.
Right. I think about all the good things people have done in places, but I always think in the end, you know, what are those people going to remember about us? And it's the times we sat and cried with them and ate a meal with them. Those are the things that are long-lasting. To know that someone would come, you know, leave their family and their home to come and be with me.
Yes.
You know, just to know that we care about each other. And then to go with an openness to say, I have something I need to learn from these people. I think they can teach me, just like Bernania taught me.
Yes.
You know, to be open to learning and receiving from the people because they have so much to give.
Yes, yeah. It also, really validates what how we see the role of mission, rather witness today, mm-hmm. that we have to really look at. We may be doing a lot of things or teaching a lot of things in mission areas, but we have to be concerned about the quality of our witness. I'd like to switch now a little bit, ask another question of you. There's a lot of talk today about the difference in short-term mission, long-term mission. What do you see are the benefits of short-term mission? And what would you say, how do you define short-term mission?
Well, I think, when I work with people who have served up to 50 years.
Yes.
So unfortunately in Catholic circles, because mission was always done by missionaries who spent decades in another place, that word mission can be very confusing for people. And I think over time we, recognize that through our baptism, each of us are called to mission. And that's to be, mission wherever we are. But I think a big part of mission is moving out of your comfort zone to those on the margins and to reach out, to take the risk to move out of where is comfortable.
Mm.
And for some, that's getting on a plane and going to Zimbabwe, like me. But others, that might be down the road in their community. It might be to their neighbor. And so there's oftentimes we get caught up in the definitions and it has to be this amount of time. I think mission is a lifestyle, and we're called to live mission wherever we are.
Yeah.
And so right now there's a lot of people who would like to have an experience of going and meet people, in other cultures, but they don't have the time. And so we have lots of programs right now where someone goes somewhere for a week or, even a month. But it's the fact that that's just one part of the mission experience, is the going and the meeting people. It continues when I return, and I take what I learned and what I experienced there, and I somehow bring it to life so I can live mission every day of my life.
Yeah, very good. Very good point that mission, it doesn't mean going somewhere different than where we're at. It means being aware, reaching out to people wherever we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that helps us to bring clarity about our call to mission by reason of baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're ready. We're going to take another break. Please stay tuned for the rest of our discussion with Julie Lupien. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm Father Robert Barron. Our new Catholicism documentary series and study program can now be pre-ordered online. Go to CatholicismPreorder.com. Will you help me introduce this one-of-a-kind film series and catechetical program to your parish, school, and diocese? Journey around the world and deep into the faith in this 10-part, 10-hour epic adventure. Learn more at CatholicismPreorder.com.
Game with the Catholic Charities Junior Board for a good cause. Saturday, November 12th is the Junior Board's signature fundraiser, and we hope you'll join us. The 5th annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food from Cafe Bianda, 3 open bars, blackjack, craps, roulette, an incredible lineup of silent auction and raffle items, including 2 trips to the Bahamas, and much more. Tickets are only $80 and are on sale now at CatholicCharities.net/JRBoard. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21. More than half of your ticket price will go directly to the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, shelter, and other crucial emergency services to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake counties. Game with us for a good cause. For details, call Lisa at 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net/JRBoard.
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. I'm Sister Madge Karecki from the Office for Mission Education and Animation, and I'm talking to Julie Lupien about Mission Today. Welcome back, Julie, and welcome back to our listeners. We want to continue our conversation about Mission, and for a long time, we in the Catholic Church saw Mission as the work of priests and religious sisters and brothers. But we know that since Vatican II and the decree on missionary activity, that Mission is open to all of us. It's a responsibility of all of us. So I'm wondering, how do you see the role of lay people in Mission?
Well, gratefully, I learned early in my adult life about Mission. I never thought about, I knew I wanted to do something with my life, and luckily I met someone along the way who mentioned that she knew someone who was a lay missioner. And I joined the Volunteer Missionary Movement, VMM, it was started by Edwina Gately. Many people in the Chicago area know Edwina because of her work at Genesis House.
Yes.
And I learned from that experience that Mission is for all of us. It's not just for certain people, that we are all called to live Mission, and that I have a responsibility, and that we are all partners in living Mission. For many people, because historically it was about religious serving in Mission, many people don't understand that lay people, this is for us as well. But I think over time, when I look at the number of people who are involved in programs, I think that message has gotten out loud and clear that it's for all of us.
Yes. Now, I myself was could be considered a long-term missionary for more than 2 decades, and there's a certain rhythm that develops into our integration into another culture. What do you see in terms of challenges to people who are staying for a shorter amount of time, and what advice would you give them?
There's, compared to somebody like you, Sister Madge, there's two different versions of shorter periods of time.
Okay.
There's people who make a commitment for, say, 1 to 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And I work with, that's what I'm doing a lot of right now. This is orientation season. And a lot of those programs do dedicate a lot of time to prepare to help people be ready to go and serve in Mission. But there are literally thousands, if not millions, of people who do things, are part of short-term experiences and that last a week, 10 days, a month. And the real challenge is, because these are very busy people that are going to take their vacation time or something like that in order to be part of this, many times people don't have time for preparation. They're taking that time out to go on this experience. And so the real challenge is, I think, personally, I think the preparation phase is just vital to help us be ready to meet these people face-to-face with great respect and great sensitivity. So I'm always trying to encourage groups to find other ways to be prepared or to make a commitment to that time of preparation. It's when we learn about the culture, we learn about the history, we learn about why the conditions are the way they are, so that when we go there, we know something about their lives, and we can see things and understand things differently. Mm. It also helps us, as many people are exposed to a level of poverty that they have never seen before, and that preparation helps me be in it in a way that I can be present to the people and really try and see them and experience them and learn from them.
So if you were to say, you know, what do you see as one of the gifts? You mentioned just this exposure to other forms of poverty that perhaps some of us would not be seeing in our normal context. Do you see that as one of the gifts of mission in another country?
Absolutely. When I talk to people when they come back from their experiences, one of the most important things that they learned or had the privilege to experience is how people who have little in material resources or people who really struggle to get by, how they have such resilience, how they have strong faith, how they find that even though they have very little, they share it with each other and take care of each other. You know, for people in our culture, a very individualized culture, you know, to see how people care for each other and can have joy in their lives and have family and great relationships in the midst of suffering and great poverty.
Yeah. My mother came to visit me a few times when I was in Africa and in South Africa, and I took her to some of the places where I was getting to know people. And as she met more and more people, she said to me she was amazed at the level of hospitality that she was showing from people who had almost nothing.
Right. And that's what I think the goal is to say. I mean, for me, the generosity in Zimbabwe, you know, people have very little, but they would all, you know, they would share it. You know, they believed if you have anything, you have enough to share.
Sure.
And for me, the whole rest of my life has been, how do I live that?
Yeah.
You know, how do I be a person of hospitality? How do I share what I have? And it's something that ever since I've been there, that is because I was blown away by what I witnessed and how the people lived. And my whole life has been trying to figure out how can I live those same values in my way in our culture.
Yeah. Very good. It's a lesson that we can integrate for our whole lives.
Right.
We've got to be wrapping things up here. Where can our listeners get more information about From Mission to Mission? Can you give us a website and a phone number?
Sure. Our website is www.missiontomission.org, and that's missiontomission.org.
Good.
And all of our contact information and information about our programs, our resources, and where people can donate are all located on the website.
That's great. Thanks so much for being with us today, Julie. This has been a very good conversation, and I think you've really shared something that our listeners can benefit from.
Great. Thank you, Sister Madge.
Great. We're coming to the end of our show and hope you enjoyed our conversation today. We be sure and tune in again on September 15th when we'll be discussing the upcoming Mary Knoll Centennial Celebration and the Mission Art Contest for Catholic Schools of the Archdiocese. For now, God bless you and be on mission wherever you are.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.